we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program here on this Tuesday morning. We are thankful that you have chosen to be a part of the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And so thank you for investing in your spiritual journey. We are right now talking about some of the ways that God delivers us from evil and delivers us from the evil one. And today we've got one more broadcast that we're going to do here as we discuss honoring your father and mother. I mean, that really shouldn't be controversial a topic, but I know that living in a fallen world, that there's a lot of dysfunctional families. I read some statistics last week that were really mind-numbing about just how broken our society is, and the brokenness in the world. They should find the church a place of healing, not just a place of similar brokenness. God, if you're broken, God can heal you. And I'm very thankful that He puts us back together again and makes us whole. I don't have a sponsor announcement today, but I do have an announcement that I was asked to make for our Peninsular Florida Women's Ministry. They have an annual conference that is coming up, and the dates of that conference are October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's going to be in Daytona Beach. It's been in Daytona Beach for a number of years, and they've held it in a hotel, but the conference has outgrown the space that they have available, and so they're still going to be utilizing the hotel, but the conference itself is going to be held at the Daytona Beach Ocean Center Arena, and there is a special promotion. The early bird registration. I got so many papers around here. Paul and I were teasing before we went on the air here about how many papers I've got today. The early bird registration for the conference is, if it's postmarked by August 2nd, is $75. General registration is $85 if it's postmarked by September the 2nd. And after September the 2nd, the conference registration is $95. And this is a venue that is right off of A1A there. The hotel sits right on the beach, and there is a special room rate available for conference attendees that is for $127 a night. I don't have all the details on that here, but but in order to get that rate, you have to register for the conference and go through the district, because that is drastically below market rate for Daytona Beach in October. Trust me on that. Well below market rate. But here in Brevard County, as a way of promoting this, I was asked, my daughter serves as the assistant women's ministries director for this area, and she asked me to announce that for the first five ladies from Volusia County, Flagler County, and Brevard County. You don't have to be a lady that attends an Assembly of God church to attend this. It's open to all ladies. And you have an opportunity, if you register, if you're one of the first five registrants from Brevard County that uses this code, this coin phrase is what she's got written on here, and that is Refresh Thrive. Refresh as in the Refresh radio program, and Thrive. And if you mention that when you call in to register, or if you put it on your registration form, you will get your conference registration for free. The first five ladies that say Refresh, Thrive, goes ahead and registers for the conference, you will get your registration absolutely free. You still have to pay for the hotel room, which is $127 a night. And it doesn't say on here if that's per person or not. I believe that's just the room rate. $127 a night. And if you fast, in other words, if you don't eat, then all you've got is your hotel room cost. That's one of the things that we say. Our church likes to invest in ladies going to conference and our workers going to conferences, because we know that if we invest in them, that they will become better equipped to serve our community. And so we look at it as an investment in their spiritual growth. Now, the other thing that I thought I would tell you is some of the speakers that they have lined up. The main speaker for that weekend is going to be Karen Wheaton, the gospel singer. She is the founder and the senior leader of The Ramp in Hamilton, Alabama. And then Lindsay Doss is going to be there as well. And Karen Wheaton's daughter, Lindsay Wheaton Doss. Deanna Schrodes is our women's ministries director. Sonia Figueroa is going to be there, as is going to be Lisa Shaw. And we'll share more details about that. But Karen Wheaton is absolutely phenomenal, very anointed in what she does. And so there's the information that you have, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But the registration, the early registration, if you want to save $10 or even $20, register by August the 2nd. If you're one of the first five people from Brevard County and you use the coin phrase, Refresh, Thrive, that you will get your conference registration for free. So that's open to all the ladies here in Brevard County, and I hope that some of you will make it available to yourself to go. Our ladies absolutely love it, and there's a couple of thousand ladies that'll be attending at this conference, and I assure you the ministry will be phenomenal and well worth your time. Today we're going to be looking at Honor Your Father and Mother. We're going to be looking at some of the practical ways in which we can do that. We're going to be looking at how do you really honor your father and your mother? And so we're going to go back to that. We're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 5. And it says this: honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. We have to get our homes right first, okay, before we're going to be able to impact the culture and the community in which we live. We've got to get our homes right. The home is the oldest institution that exists in the world today. It was created by God. The family was created by God, and he had a very specific designation of what a family looked like. I know a lot of people want to redefine what that image is. And you can put it together and it can be a group, but if it's not fitting God's definition of what a family is, then it's falling short of the goal. So we need to look at the ways that we can fulfill this: honor your father and your mother. And so the first thing that I want to share with you today is out of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And again, I've got so many papers running around here. Isaiah 29, verse number 13 says this: therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. There are some people who reduce honor to just the words in which they speak. And I do believe that our words should align with our heart. I believe that that it's got to go beyond speech. It's got to go to a heart attitude and an action plan in which we do practically honor the ones that we are supposed to honor. Honor your father and your mother. And so one of the things that I have done is, now you've got to realize, we live over 1,000 miles away from my parents, and we live over 1,000 miles away from my wife's mother. And we don't get to see them very often. And so whenever we are around, they are, you know, both sets of parents are retired. And one of the things that we do is we try and pay for meals whenever we're around them. If my dad and I go play golf, I try and beat him to the cash register so that I can treat him to golf. Believe me, they invested lots of time and lots of dollars in me when I was growing up. And it is only right to be able to do something like that for your parents. And so for me, it is not just a speech issue. It is just not words that are to be said. It is a way for me to honor them. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, the concept of love languages, that people acknowledge that something is an act of love differently. And so for some people, it is gifts. For some people, it is touch. For some people, it is words. There are a lot of different ways that people understand that they are loved. For my mother, she is not into flowers. Her and my dad deliver flowers from time to time, a couple of times a year. But she doesn't like to receive flowers. She said, why would I want somebody to give me something that is dead and dying? And so that doesn't do it for her. The way that I honor my mother, and she makes it very clear, is she wants to hear from me. She wants to have a conversation with me. And she doesn't want to have a conversation just, you know, once every other week or something like that. She wants to hear from me every day. I get a pass on Sunday and I get a pass on Wednesdays. And a lot of times I will call on that as well. And even if I've called 3 times on one day and then I happen to have a schedule that unexpectedly causes me to miss a day, she's like, okay, what's up? What's the matter? This is not acceptable. So she wants to hear from me. It might not be a long conversation. There are a lot of times that they're out doing stuff and in a store when I call them, and you know, a 30-second phone call is an expression of love and appreciation, and it honors her. It is the way that she receives that. Now, my wife's mother likes to be communicated with as well, but hers is not about the frequency. Hers is about the duration. And so it kind of becomes one of these things. Okay, we've got to make sure that we have a fresh battery for the cordless phone, because when my wife and her mother begin to talk, that conversation can go on for an hour and a half, or 2 hours. But those are the things that she appreciates. So it is a way of honoring, but honor has got to be more than just the words that we say. God said, look, when you honor me with your lips, but you do not put action that is in alignment with the words that you speak, he views it as hypocrisy and he doesn't want any part of it. He's like, that's unacceptable. You know, God deserves our very best. God deserves. We honor him. We honor our parents and we honor God by living in holiness. And the Bible is filled with talking about sons and daughters who live in such a way that are going to reflect well on their parents, or it's going to bring shame on their parents. One is going to be recognized as wisdom and the other is going to be recognized as folly. And so really, if we're going to honor our parents, it's very important that we live the way that God wants us to live. Not the way that society tells us to live. Listen, society has been wrong so many times that that they really should have no credibility to tell us how we're supposed to live our life. God, on the other hand, has tremendous credibility, and when we do holiness the way that God wants us to be holy even as I am holy, says the Lord, then our life is going to honor our parents. It's going to reflect well upon them. And so that's one of the things that we could do. John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Let me do some more page turning here. Jesus says this, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." One of the ways that we honor our parents and we honor the Lord is that we are servants. You know, a lot of people want to see that they are honored because they're the CEO or they're famous or they make a lot of money. They have a lot of influence, you know. There are a lot of people who are trying to be famous simply from being famous. And it's like, don't you realize how special I am? And you will hear it manifest sometimes whenever there is a run-in with a law enforcement officer and the person who is found or that has done something that they shouldn't have will say, "Don't you know who I am?" Well, when it comes to violating the commands of God, who you are doesn't have any bearing on whether or not you're right or wrong before the Word of God. And so it doesn't matter how famous you are or how rich you are or what position you hold. What title is in front of your name. And so we need to make sure that we have a servant's heart because Jesus said, "My Father is going to honor people who have a servant mindset, who are wanting to serve God and wanting to serve their community." And so on yesterday's program, when we were talking about that person who had said to his parents, "Hey, everything you've ever had from me up until now, consider that a gift. And from here on out, you're getting nothing." And in fact, I happen to really, really like sports. I like to watch sports. I've got some athletes that I'm pretty fond of, but there are some of them that I was fond of that because they failed so miserably in the realm of honoring their father and mother that I didn't look at them the same afterwards. Because it didn't matter to me how talented they were. It didn't matter to me what team they played for or anything like that. They got this wrong. They didn't care that they got it wrong. And I don't even have to know all of the details. All I know is if you want to live long, if you want to prosper, if you want everything to go well with you, you'd better get this right. You'd better get this right. And there are a lot of dysfunctional families out there. I understand that. But we've got to get this right. We cannot go chasing our own desires and our own pleasures and think that we can just serve ourselves and neglect our parents. You know what I've learned from some conversations with people approaching their senior years is that the number one dread that they have is that their kids will push them away into isolation, and that's the last thing in the world that they want to have happen. So be a person who serves for the glory of God and honors your father and your mother. Humility and righteousness in Proverbs chapter 21. We'll spend the rest of the time here in Proverbs once I once I get to the appropriate page. I only brought in about 40 pieces of paper today. So Proverbs chapter 21 says this, "He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor." And so if we live in righteousness and we live in humility, humility sets us up for honor. So don't ever be too full of yourself. You know, I'll be honest with you, the image that just came into mind as I was reading this about humility was all of the diapers that our mothers had to change on us. And I say that because, you know, I changed the very first diaper, and boy, they were a lot different after that first one. Let me tell you, they were. And so you learn some of the hazards that come along, and you have some the things that our mothers did for us is really hard to describe. It goes contrary to so much self-interest, and they did it because they love that little baby. And so I want to encourage you, if you would honor your parents, they're never being an arrogant jerk is never going to create honor in the parents of the arrogant jerk. But I tell you, a person who knows who they are in Christ and knows where they're going, knows where they've come from, they're just like Jesus in John chapter 13. They're not afraid to take up a towel and perform the most menial tasks because somebody is going to need that to be done. Be humble, live in righteousness. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Talks about wisdom, and it says, "Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her." One of the best things that you could do to honor your father and mother is to get as much wisdom as you can get. Make wisdom a priority in your life. Don't be such a know-it-all. I'm not a know-it-all. I tell people, look, I'm not a doctor, and I haven't played one on TV. I haven't even played one on the radio. And everybody has an opinion. That doesn't mean that your opinion is right. Doesn't mean my opinion is right. So what we need is we need wisdom. We need time-tested wisdom. America is right now at the crossroads of making some very, very important decisions in the future, and we need to listen to some people who've made those decisions and learn from the wisdom that they experienced. You know, there's a couple of ways to learn. One is to learn from someone else's mistake, and the other is to insist on you making the exact same mistake. The school of hard knocks is a very painful and expensive place to live. You know, there are some things that I did in my life where I thought I'd heard from God. I didn't realize at the time that what I'd heard was violating a principle in God's word, and therefore I had not heard from God. I'd heard from Bob, and I learned a lesson, and it was a very expensive lesson. I could have had a master's degree with how much that lesson cost me. And so I just want to encourage you, get wisdom. It will deliver you from evil. It will deliver you from mistakes. And the very last verse that I want to share with you today is Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 9. And it says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase." When we are living a life of honor, it's not just going to be about words. It's going to be about attitude, it's going to be about actions, and it is also going to be about how much are we vested in it financially. Okay? Honor is demonstrated. It's not just declared. Honor is demonstrated. It's not just declared. And so that's where we are. And like I said before, there are some real benefits from that. Take you back to the core text, and that is this: honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. Now, I know that there are some young people that listen to this, and so I want to encourage you, because if you're in those teenage years, there's a lot of times this battle of maturing that goes on, and you're not the toddler that you used to be, and you're not the kid in grade school that you used to be, and you're learning things and your world is changing, and you may even have technologies and things like that that you know more about than your parents. But I'm here to tell you, there's still a lot of room to grow. There's still a lot of things. You know, I have been reflecting. There's an event that I was invited to this year that I would have loved to have gone to. It just doesn't fit into my calendar, so I'm not going to be able to make it. Of people that I went to, that I knew when I was growing up. And I remember being 17 and 18 years old and thinking that I knew everything. And boy, have I learned a lot since I knew everything. Boy, have I learned an awful lot since I knew everything. And, you know, I tell people that this is the first time I've been wrong since the last time. And, you know, there's a lot of wisdom that is stored up in some gray hairs and some wrinkles. And it would do well if we would honor those people. Several years ago, I'll wrap up with this story. Several years ago, I went to a general council meeting. It's coming again this year. It'll be in Orlando this year. It was in Indianapolis, the story that I was getting ready to tell you. There was this old minister, and surrounded by him, he was sitting down and everybody else was standing up, was a bunch of young ministers who were just entering the ministry, and they were hanging on every word the man said. I've seen a lot of things through the years. That one made an impression. They were honored to be gleaning the wisdom that he had. Let's honor our father and mother, and let's live long and prosper and be well in the land. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Speaks righteousness for me. stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your